Good evening, everyone. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome you to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Business Solutions Conference call. We host this special call the first Monday of every month, and it's specifically designed to help our associates that are interested in working the B2B aspect of Legal Shield. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving Day weekend and are all ready to get back to work, because tonight's special guest trainer has actually been with Legal Shield for 21 years. She's written over 14,000 memberships. She is from Ada, Oklahoma, and tonight she'll be sharing her tips when presenting to companies and her tricks to keep her foot in the door with her groups. She is a $250,000 ring earner and a Millionaire Club member. Miss Stephanie Moore, welcome to the call.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
You are loud and clear.
All right. Well, I first want to take a moment and congratulate those on the Premium Leaderboard. Once again, we have Lisa Streeter, who is on a streak. I believe it's her 9th or 10th week. She's been on that leaderboard consistently, along with Deanne DeBell and Miss Joan Williams. So congratulations to you guys on being on the corporate leaderboard in Premium this past week. So just to give you a little background about myself, I found myself actually needing the membership at the age of 21, just a month after I began my Legal Shield career 21 years ago. And I was hired to work at Prepay Legal Services, now Legal Shield, in the corporate office in the group marketing department. And I was hired to coordinate the two-day group trainings that each associate had to attend in order to receive the group certification and to offer the benefits to companies. And so I know that format has changed somewhat, but back then we did have to do two full day of trainings. However, when I began, we had very few trainers. So my boss, Ms. Catherine Walden, was the national training director at the time at the corporate office, and I traveled with her all across the U.S. and eventually Canada as she trained associates. And in her trainings, she required everyone to memorize her group presentation, which was in the training manual. And during each class, she would ask a few associates to go to the front of the room and actually recite her memorized presentation. And because this happened each training, I learned and memorized her presentation too. And so she eventually retired, and I became the assistant to Marilyn Thompson, who herself was a consistent top producer in the company and the new national training director. She took Catherine Walden's place in that position. And after 7 years working in the corporate office, I decided to transition to the field, and naturally I chose to work the business solutions side while my husband Jeremy focused on the network marketing. And I have now been an associate in the field for 14 years. And being mentored by Catherine Walden, Marilyn Thompson, Ken and Jeremy Moore, my presentation has parts of what I've learned from each of them. So as I go through my presentation with you on tonight's call, I'll point out what I've learned from each mentor and how I have incorporated that into my presentation. So the first thing I want to discuss is the importance of building a relationship with your decision maker, your payroll reps, your human resources. And Catherine actually taught me when she worked school, she would take coffee mugs with our logo filled with the company ink pens and mints, and then she'd wrap that in cellophane and tie with a ribbon and hole punch her business card and add that as the card on the coffee mug. And then at Marilyn Thompson, when I worked for her, she was good about sending handwritten cards, thank you cards, plants, gift baskets. So when I started off in the field, I did start with the coffee mugs for my schools. And now I provide school supplies, but how I do that is I use our branded tote bags along with the company ink pens. So I'm still, you know, making sure that Legal Shield, you know, is still represented there around the school. And then for Christmas, I make deliveries that may include gift cards, personal gifts, coffee baskets, edible arrangements. I know Harry and David make really great gift baskets that can be delivered for you. And as a matter of fact, I heard Doug Bynum on the call. One of my groups I work weekly And they like my homemade pumpkin rolls. And I was still training Doug in that particular group a few weeks ago. And as we were walking out of the office, they actually asked me if I would deliver the pumpkin rolls the following week. So they like my homemade pumpkin rolls, and they wanted it in time for Thanksgiving. So doing things like that puts you in the friend category and away from the salesperson category. It just kind of makes you feel a little more comfortable and at ease when you go into your group. I am constantly getting asked about my presentation and what materials I use. So this is the second thing I want to discuss on the call tonight. The materials I use for group enrollments is very simple. I keep it very simple. I learned from Paw Kenmore to keep it simple and duplicatable. If you get too fancy, it can't become, you know, it can become too expensive for a new associate to duplicate. So I don't go real fancy. And so actually the employees will spend more time reading and tuning in instead of listening to what I have to say if I start providing a lot of materials at my enrollment. So that is one of the reasons why I keep it very simple. And so depending on my time, a lot of my presentation actually determines what materials I use. Okay, so say, for example, I have a short amount of time. Well, then with a short amount of time, I'm going to use the Legal Shield and ID Shield flat sheet. And I use those so I know they will have the complete description of the benefits, coverage, and exclusions because I'm going to have to cut my presentation short. And so I want to make sure that when I leave that they have all of the rest of the coverage there in front of them. So I will actually use the flat sheets if I have a short amount of time. Now, if I have a longer period of time, I prefer the Have You Ever flyer because it has a few questions at the top of the flyer to pique interest. And then you'll notice there's bullet points of both benefits, and then I can provide pricing and my contact information on the bottom. And then the only other materials I add is the application and the member perks flyer, and that's it. Like I said, I keep it very simple. And, of course, I'm going to provide them an ink pen because I want to make sure they have that to fill out the application. So I begin my introduction for my presentation by simply saying good morning, you know, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is. My name is Stephanie Moore, and I'm here to enroll you today in your Legal Shield and ID Shield benefits that are offered to you through payroll deduction as an employee benefit. Okay, and I say that because I'm letting them know I'm there today to enroll them. Okay, so there's no questions about that. And then I simply move into my presentation. And so I will ask them to pull out, you know, if I'm using the flat sheets, if you'll take that top sheet of paper that says Legal Shield Legal Plan, that's going to be the first benefit I cover. You will see there to the right who your plan covers, and I will, you know, go over the family members that are included in the benefit. And then I simply move into my presentation. So what I say is, the very first thing you're going to have access to under your Legal Shield Legal Plan is consultation and advice. Okay, so if you have had questions of a legal nature, okay, even if you think it might be, as we go through life, we have situations that come up, and sometimes we could just use some legal advice. But to be quite honest, most of the time we don't choose that route for one reason. And what is that reason? And I will ask that question to them because I already know the answer is going to be cost or expense. That's what they always say. And I'll say, you're exactly right, expense. So when we find ourselves in that situation, we usually try to handle it several other ways. And that may be, you know, trying to handle it on our own, even though we don't know the best legal steps to take. We may just try to hope that it goes away, and we all know legal issues don't just disappear. We may turn to a coworker, a buddy, a relative, and say, hey, what would you do if you were in my situation, just to, you know, see if maybe we're on the same track of thinking. Or we may Google legal advice, and we all know everything we Google is not factual. So none of those are the best legal steps to take when you find yourself in that type of situation. So now, through your legal plan, what you have is the ability to pick up the phone, call your law firm, and actually speak to an attorney that specializes in that particular area of law in which you have that question or concern. And that's key, okay, because we all know not one attorney can specialize in every area of law. So having access to an entire law firm gives you that ability to have access to those attorneys that specialize in all those areas. And so this is where I would insert the law firm's name, and that way they know that that's the law firm that they're contacting. Okay, then I say, you know, you can call them on an unlimited number of subjects, and then say from there, your attorney then may need to write a letter or make a phone call on your behalf to a third party. Again, that is just part of your membership. So we all know it holds a lot more weight if you have an attorney representing you in that type of situation versus you standing there and, you know, dealing with it on your own. And when we find ourselves in that type of situation, again, we usually have a couple of ways, because we wouldn't normally hire an attorney if, say, for example, we were overcharged on an auto repair for $250. And that's exactly what happened to me. I was overcharged $250, and so I find myself where I have two choices. I can simply write my check out for the extra $250, even though I know I'm being overcharged, or I'm stubborn, and so my choice was to argue. And so I argued for a good 20 minutes. I started off with the sales clerk, and I ended with the manager. And I will never forget the manager's exact words to me that day. He said, "Ma'am, if you want your car today, this is what you're going to have to pay me to get your car today." Okay, so in the end, I held no power in that moment, so I wrote that check out for the extra $250. But as soon as I got my keys from the manager, I go to my car, and I did not leave their parking lot. The first thing I did once I got to my car was the first thing I said we had with our plan, which was what? And I asked them that, and they're going to say, "You talked about consultation and advice." And I will say, "That's exactly right. I'm going to use my consultation and advice." So I picked up the phone, I called my law firm, and I spoke to an attorney. He asked that I do two things. I had to send him the original quote and the final receipt. And from there, he took over. He wrote a letter on my behalf, sent me a copy of that letter, and by the end of the following week, I go to my mailbox, and lo and behold, it's a check back to me for $250. So it holds a lot more weight having an attorney represent me in that type of situation versus me sitting there arguing for 20 minutes or simply just accepting that I'm having to pay the overcharge. And in the end, I got my hard-earned $250 back. So that's what you have at your fingertips, as well as consultation advice, as well as letters and phone calls done on your behalf. You also have contract and document review. So we start signing contracts and documents from the age 18 on. If we're wanting to rent or buy a place to live, we get a vehicle, a cell phone, we're signing contracts all throughout our life. And to be quite honest, most of the time, we don't read the entire contract before we sign it for several reasons. One is they're long, they're wordy, they use the legal verbiage that a lot of us don't understand. And so we simply glance over it, and then just simply sign our name at the bottom. Well, now instead of doing that, you have the ability to send that to your law firm, let them review those contracts for you. That way they can break it down and tell you exactly what that contract is saying, maybe what it's not saying and should be saying, and exactly what that fine print means. And that could keep you from being locked into something that you may later on regret. You also have will preparation. Now, I know a lot of times we don't think about wills early on in life. As a matter of fact, I used to ask, when do we think about a will, but I always got the same two answers. And those answers were when there was something wrong, which is very true. When my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer in her early 40s, that was one of the first things she had thought about upon the diagnosis, but she hadn't thought about it prior to the diagnosis. And so there was something wrong. And then the other answer I used to always get is, well, we think about that when we get older. And that's very true as well. But what I want them to think about is, and I will ask this question during my presentation, I will say, no matter what your age is in this room, can any of you tell me what's going to happen to you 10 minutes from now? And of course, my answer is going to be no. They're going to say no. And I will say that's absolutely right. And that's why you should always make sure you are protected and you have your family protected. And that's why it is so important to have a will no matter what your age is. And I actually learned that at a young age. At the age of 21, I was a full-time college student, and I actually lost my dad, who was 49, to a drunk driver, and he did not have a will in place. And that is the reason why I needed my Legal Shield membership. I had to fight for some of my dad's things. And I learned through that, if he would have thought ahead and had that one little piece of paper, had that will, it could have kept me from having to go through that situation. And so I will, you know, sometimes go into detail on that story depending on, you know, my length of time in my presentation. And I let them know how much that affected my life, being the child in that situation. And because of that, I had my first will prepared at the age of 21. Now, I was a full-time college student. I didn't have a whole lot, but what was great was that following year when I did receive my dad's things, I was able to update it. The next year, I got married. I was able to update it. The next year, my membership, I had my first child. I was able to update it. And so it just gives me peace of mind knowing that if something was to happen to me today, I have my will and I've kept it current, and that is just part of my Legal Shield membership. Also, at the same time you have been preparing your will, ask them to include that living will, that health care power of attorney. My dad didn't have that either, and it was up to me to determine whether or not to put him on life support. And that's one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make in my entire life. I still struggle whether or not I made that right decision. And so I'm just telling you to please take that burden from your loved ones. You make that decision for yourself, and at the same time you have your law firm preparing your will, ask them to include those additional documents, and they will prepare that for no additional cost. I also want to make sure that you are aware of that spouse or significant other that can have his or her will prepared at no cost as well. So that is the first area of coverage. You sign up today, begins today, no exclusions, even covers pre-existing conditions. Now, the next benefit is motor vehicle, and I'm going to do a little sign up for you guys here on the call. Of course, it's going to determine what plan I'm presenting, whether or not I'm going to include the waiting periods and so on and so forth, okay? So just kind of keep that in mind, all right? So what you have under motor vehicle is representation for any moving traffic violations. So, for example, if you get a speeding ticket, what do we typically do? And they always say we go pay it. And I will say that's exactly right. But instead of doing that, you can send that to your law firm and let them represent you on those tickets. And the reason why is since the inception of Legal Shield, which has been 47 years, there's a big chance that they're going to get that reduced, dismissed, or deferred, which means it's going to keep points off your driving record and in turn keep those insurance rates down. And that's one of the things we have to consider. Most of the time we think just going down and paying a ticket is fine. Well, you have to think about multiple tickets accumulating on your record. You have points. That's an increase of car insurance for a length of time. And so it's not just going down and paying a ticket that you necessarily have to worry about. It's the increase of car insurance that you have to deal with as well. You also have driver's license recovery, fender bender type situations, and any criminal charges that may occur under motor vehicle. Now, there are three exclusions under motor vehicle. If you find yourself in a situation with a drug-related issue, a hit and run, or drinking and driving, those three situations will not be covered 100%. It'll fall under the fifth, which I will get to in just a minute. The next is IRS audit. This can be for the taxes that you would have filed this past April 4, and what you have is up to 50 hours of a tax attorney's time in case you're ever audited by the wonderful IRS. The next is trial defense. I like to think of this as a padded area of protection that's just kind of tucked away. And that's because these days we could be sued for absolutely anything. You don't even have to be guilty to be sued. But most people can't afford to have money tucked away just in case. And so that's why I like to think of this as that padded area of protection. And this is why. You're going to see there on your flat sheet a schedule of benefit hours. You're going to see you're going to start off with your first membership year of, you know, 60 hours of an attorney's time already prepaid through your membership, and there are pre-trial and trial hours. And each year you keep your membership, those hours accumulate. So the second year, you have 120 hours. Going into your fifth year, you have 300 hours of an attorney's time already prepaid through your membership. So that is why I think of this as that padded area of protection that's just kind of tucked away, because it's there just in case I ever find myself in that type of situation. Now, next is family matters. There is a 90-day waiting period under family matters, but what you have is uncontested divorce, separation, name change, child custody. And then the last is preferred member discount. That is anything that I did not mention in those first four areas is 100% covered. It's going to fall under this 25% preferred member discount. So do you remember those three exclusions I gave you under motor vehicle? Most of the time, they always recite the three exclusions I gave them, the DUI, drug-related hit and run. And I will say, this is where it's going to fall. So your legal plan covers you anything of a legal nature. We just have to look within the plan to see where does it fit. Okay, so you get a speeding ticket, that's going to be covered under motor vehicle. You get a DUI, that's going to be covered at the 25% discount. That's how you break it down. And then I also want you to know that you do have toll-free emergency access to your law firm 24/7, 365 days a year if you find yourself in an emergency situation and you need that immediate access. Okay, and then I move into the ID Shield, but because of time, I'm not going to go through that entire presentation, but of course I go over the ID Shield coverage. And then I move into my closing, okay, and this this is where I'm going to show you how I correlate that. So I'm going to go through the ID Shield benefit, and then I will ask them, you're going to see in the packet the next sheet of paper, which is the application. If you will all pull that out for me, I'm actually going to walk you through what portions need to be completed. So there at the top, you're going to see today's date. I'm going to give them the date that I want them to write in there, okay? And it's normally going to be the effective date of, you know, of that plan. And then you're going to skip over, and where you see, please choose plans, and there's some bubbles there. Well, the top two benefits I went over are the ID, or the Legal and ID Shield. And then I will give them the pricing there and ask them to mark the bubbles that they're interested in, okay? And then I will say, now if we'll move to box one, I need your social, your date of birth, your name, email, address, and phone number, as well as that co-applicant, and you will see there to the right in parentheses who qualifies for that. I'll need their name and date of birth. Then let's go on to box two, and that is your dependent information. That's where you're going to list your children that qualify. You're going to see I need your signature right below the big paragraph where it has the X. And then if everyone will go to the payroll slip with me really quickly, and then again, I'm going to give them the amount for them to write in where it says to deduct with the dollar sign. Okay, and then I'm going to make sure they sign that signature one more time. The rest of that information on that payroll slip, I can complete, except I want them to write in the amount and their name. Okay, and of course, that depends on my time. You know, if I have enough time to go over every slot on the payroll slip, I will do that as well. But if I'm limited on time, I want to make sure I leave there with everything that I need them to complete. Okay, and then I will say, I'm going to actually pick those applications up. So as you complete those, I'm going to go over the next sheet of paper that's in your packet, and that is the member perks. And then I will explain to them about the member perks. Okay, and I will let them know that for those of you that are enrolling today, you automatically qualify for the additional benefit for no additional cost. And I explain the discounts and, you know, of course, how to get started. And then I say I will begin walking the room and pick up the apps and answer any questions you may have. And I find that limits them from speaking out loud and possibly turning off a sale because they already know I'm going to be walking by and picking up the applications. And so they can simply ask me the question as I walk the room. Okay, and that is how I do my presentation. And so let's discuss some takeaways on that. So, of course, like I said, the benefits are based on, you know, the plans that I'm offering at that moment, you know, legacy, the $23.95, whatever it may be. But number one takeaway, I learned from Jeremy, facts tell and stories sell. So you see I incorporate stories throughout my presentation, and the stories I use can be anybody's story. Okay, so for example, talking about being overcharged on auto repair, that can affect anyone. Okay, losing a loved one and not having a will, moving traffic violations, an increase of car insurance, needing advice but can't afford attorney fees. You know, the stories I use, I pick because I want them to be able to hit everybody. Okay, then number two, I ask questions I already know the answers are in my favor. So example, can you tell me what is going to happen to you 10 minutes from now? Of course, I already know the answer is going to be no. Nobody can tell me that. But I want them to say that so they can hear themselves say no. Okay, and so if you notice, you know, throughout my presentation, when I ask the questions, they're always safe questions, and I already know what the answers are going to be. Number three, I try to overcome objections throughout my presentation. If you noticed, I mentioned several times even about age. So, for example, on the contract and document review, I say from the age 18 on, we start signing contracts. You know, and then I talk about me getting a will at a young age. You know, no matter what your age is, you can't tell me what's going to happen 10 minutes from now. Again, that helps, you know, kind of cut back when they say, well, you know, I'm too young or, you know, I don't think I'm going to need this. I kind of take the age, you know, out of that. So you notice throughout my presentation, I try to overcome those objections while I'm presenting. Another thing, you know, is, well, I have a family member, you know, that's an attorney. Well, that's the reason why I talk about having an attorney, you know, having a law firm that can represent you, you know, in those areas. You know, not one attorney can represent you in every area. That's why I say that in my presentation. Number four is I don't take out additional time on my presentation to discuss the mobile app. I actually will incorporate that during my presentation as well. So, for example, for the speeding ticket, a lot of times I'll say, you know, you can fax, mail, or snap. And what I mean by snap is you can download the free Legal Shield app, snap a picture of that ticket within that app, and it sends it to your law firm. So I kind of incorporate that throughout my presentation as well if I'm limited on time. Okay, so I'm just giving you some examples, if you're short on time, how to kind of incorporate that and not take that out of your presentation time. And then once I've collected the apps, I take the payroll slips to the HR, and I do that because I want them to see that I've kept to my allotted time. And then I hand them a handwritten thank you card with a $10 gift card. And I Google prior to where I'm going to see what kind of coffee shops or whatever they have. Do they have Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, whatever? And I'll put in that $10 gift card in that thank you card and hand them that with the payroll slip. And so now when they go to use that gift card, they're thinking about me, their Legal Shield representative. So I hope my tips and tricks help you guys. I know I talk fast, but as you can see, I've taken tips from my mentors and I've added them to my presentation or even the way I work my business. I use the same presentation every time, so this allows me to expand or cut out depending on my allotted time. I know if I have less time, what stories I'm going to use or, you know, remove, what questions to ask and not ask. And so having the comfort of memorizing your presentation, you never waste time by stumbling or trying to find the words that you want to say. They just flow out. And I learned that from Catherine, and I think that was key for her to have her associates that attend her trainings to memorize that presentation. It just gave them something to go out and use, and then you can eventually, you know, tweak it to make it your own by adding your own stories. And so, again, I know I talk fast, but this call is being recorded, so, you know, you can always go to the team Facebook page or website and listen to the call again. I do want to remind you of the networking call that's going to happen in 30 minutes where you will hear from my other half, which is the PwC leader for the More Success team. And he's also one that has helped me personally rock the 14,000 plus memberships, and that's Mr. Jeremy Moore. So I will see you guys in 30 minutes. I hope this helps, and God bless.